Now.
What's up there, Sparky?
Blessed morning to you guys.
Blessed morning back at you, dog.
Captain Hawk.
Okay, so if I said to you, you could have any meal you wanted today, like your top four things, and won't gain any weight, and it won't affect your cholesterol, your blood pressure.
Sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky.
You got a hall pass for one, like, massive eating orgy.
Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, graham crackers with the marshmallows, and little chocolate bars, and we'll make some s'mores, man.
I really like fried chicken.
We thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of KFC. And
I could have unlimited amounts of fried chicken. That would be it.
Blood pressure.
You'd have cinnamon jello grown up.
Cinnamon what?
Cinnamon jello.
What the hell do these people eat in Indiana?
Grape chili, Captain Crunch with blue crunch berries.
Cinnamon jello.
Cinnamon jello. You put like applesauce and cinnamon jello. It's like a thing. Yeah, we used to have it all the time. It's really good. It's good.
From the seventh floor of the Tribune Towers.
Boy, this has been tremendously tremendous.
In downtown Chicago.
Chicago! Project Stone scores! Beauty.
Come on, sucker.
He is moving like a tremendous machine.
Let's get it on.
It's the Cap'n Haw Show.
Everyone has to do their job.
We're going
to
ball until we fall.
That's a shot and a beer.
Do your job.
That's the Hazleton way.
Let's begin now.
Yes!
Good morning. Welcome in. Cap'n Haw on the air. Comcast Sportsnet WGN Plus. He's David Haw, lead columnist, Chicago Tribune. I'm David Kaplan. Mike Jacobson, our executive producer. Matt Rooney, our associate producer. PG-13 Pakistel's our great director. And Brandon Saad waking up as a Blue Jacket.
Yeah, boy.
Morning, buddy.
Morning, Cap. If you thought it was tough to get out of bed this morning here in Chicago, imagine how Brandon Saad must feel. He traded himself.
Well, he's going from 2 points. He made $865 last year.
I hear you.
He's going to make about $6 million.
I hear you.
He'll be okay.
Okay, he'll be okay. I think part of being the man-child is realizing the consequences of your decisions as an adult. Mm-hmm. And I think, yes, money will be there for him forever. Generational wealth, all those things that we talk about. And I think he'll come to realize money isn't everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you kind of talk your way or let your agent talk your way out the door of the premier organization in your league. You're a 22-year-old hockey player. You're going to get paid throughout the course of your career if you are as good as he is.
What if he's not healthy?
You
what if he gets hurt?
So he's going to only settle for what? Between $3 and $4 million as a Blackhawk. Not as a Blue Jacket. Due respect to the good people of Columbus. But as I wrote this morning, their one goal is to get noticed. Their dynasty in Columbus is the Ohio State football program. Brandon Saad, you were a great Blackhawk. You've got to feel a sense of regret today. I feel bad for the kid. I do. Nobody's going to pity anybody making $6 million a year, but it was a corner that I think his agent backed him into. The Blackhawks made the best of a bad situation. They did what they had to do. Difficult circumstances.
They made, from all accounts, a very good trade.
They did. But I was there, Cap. You were there. Stan Bowman hugging Brandon Saad on the Monday night, not that long ago. He's going to be here. Brandon, this is the first of many. Brandon Saad, 2 days later. I think we're going to work things out. It's a business, but I want to be here. He's one of the most earnest young men in that dressing room. He's got to feel like he was hit by a puck in the head, like every other Hawks fan in town yesterday.
Right. All the money's great. You wake up and you go, where am I playing?
Columbus. Welcome to reality. You're leaving an organization that has an opportunity to win another Stanley Cup in the next, in the reasonable future, foreseeable future.
So you're telling me if young Blair Haw is 22, he's what, 15?
Yeah.
Okay, 7 years from right now, not that far down the road.
I know. Stop it, Cap.
Blair Haw is a big-time player.
Yeah.
Wins two cups already.
Uh-huh.
And the Hawks say to him, we'll give you $3 million a year, 3-2. And his agent says, Mr. and Mrs. Haw, let me do my job. I can get him 6 years for $36 to $39 million.
It's easy to say what I'm saying today. I realize that. Everybody is different. Everybody's driven by different things. I would hope that I would have the foresight to sit down with his agent before this whole process starts and say, look, I know you have a job to do, but Brandon or Blair or whoever, our 22-year-old son, mm-hmm. who can speak for himself, by the way, just really loves the work environment he's in right now. The Blackhawks have been as good for him as he has been for the Blackhawks. I would hope that no matter what you do, you can make it so he's staying a Blackhawk, even if it means taking less now for more later, a bridge deal, which I think that the Blackhawks wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into the specifics in a second later with Eddie Olczyk coming up at 9:25. I would hope that I would have that sort of foresight. Money is the root of everything in pro sports, in business, in life. But I have to think that at some point you've got to just say there's more to it than just money. Oh, 773, you would tell your son to get his money. Stop it. Maybe. It's hard. It's a hard situation to put yourself in. But I can't tell you that Brandon Saad, what cost did he incur for his basically his NHL career? What price do you put on the experience of being part of a dynasty?
Right.
Well, I think that you just put a price on it.
Well, somebody on Twitter, Greg Colanto, says, well, wait, wouldn't they have given Saad the money they gave Anisimov, who signed this morning a 5-year extension at $22.75 million? Sounds like that was not the case because they felt at 22, wait your turn for 2 years, like the Canadians did with P.K. Subban, mm-hmm. take your bridge contract, and then we'll pay you.
The bridge contract terminology, that's what we'll refer to it as, was the way I understand it in talking to a couple people who are familiar with what went down. The Hawks were willing to go as high as $3.2 million per year.
Correct.
For Brandon Saad. And he wanted $6 million a year.
Correct.
5.8 he probably would have settled for. There was talk of an offer sheet coming in that would offer him $6 million per year, which they would have to match.
Bob McKenzie said 6.5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In that range.
Yep.
The Hawks wanted to get something done before it got to that point, which is why they traded him before the 11 o'clock deadline or midnight deadline. So before you would lose him for draft pick compensation, mm-hmm. they wanted to get players back. And we'll get to those players because they made a good deal.
Yep.
But, Cap, the difference between $3.2 million per year and $6 million per year, okay? Yeah, you're talking about a significant difference. But it's not as if, first of all, he's going to be destitute for the next 2 years of the life of that bridge deal. $3.2 million a year for a 22-year-old forward who's making a jump from his rookie contract at $825, significant bump. Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews played at a $6 million per year level for a couple years now. He didn't have to jump right to that point. He's 22. That's where I'm talking about somebody in his life saying, Brandon, I know it's a lot of money, but over the course of your career, this could be the best thing for you as a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing for your career professionally is to stay put, sign this deal, trust the Hawks because they've been good to you. That doesn't happen much in pro sports. And I know it sounds very idealistic to people listening. Maybe it is. But as I sit here today, I can say Brandon Saad, to me, traded himself more than the Hawks traded Brandon Saad.
Yeah, he pulled the fraud Melo Anthony. He did. He took the cash.
Hold on. Can we acknowledge the elephant in the room? Can we?
What's that?
Man, that shirt's something else. And you did not have that on right before the show.
Yeah, I did.
No. You stripped off when the open started. And I got to tell you,
I have a wind shirt over
there. I left my sunglasses in the car.
Well,
Bill,
if you will, on Twitter, at the Catman. I'm digging the threads, Cap. Pink looks good on you, man. Tell at David Haw to change it up with blue and red shirts. Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying I wanted a warning because if I didn't have my coffee by 9 o'clock,
I woke
then
you up.
This definitely was a wake up.
773 on the text line. Cap shirt's going to give me pink eye. I'm colorblind, and I can tell that shirt is obnoxious.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't either. Maybe you told me that one time.
Maybe you weren't listening.
Probably not.
Huh.
Anyway, nice shirt. Nice
anyway,
shirt,
when I was at the golf course last Thursday, I walked into the pro shop, and I the guy looking at all these shirts, and everything's pretty plain. And I said to the pro, honest to God, Joe at Butler, I said, okay, what's the shirt in here that no one else would buy? And he's like,
that's so you.
He goes, I got that lime one there and that pink one there. I'm like, pink, sold.
I'm just afraid to see what socks that match that shirt. That's a good look. But you're not going to get lost in any wooded golf course.
I wore it the other day with white pants. Yeah.
Wow.
A pink belt. It was good.
That's cool. So, all right, we're going to get to the whole Brandon Saad thing. Eddie Olczyk, 925.
Yep. Devaney, our guy from the Sporting News at 955.
Because
talk
a lot of
NBA
stuff. Mike Dunleavy back with the Bulls.
It looks like they're getting that three-year deal done today for $15
million. Jimmy Butler still mulling over his maximum qualifying offer for
reasons. While Kawhi Leonard this morning took the exact same deal, 5 for $90, said, thank you, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in, but Jimmy Butler has to mull it over because who knows.
Rick Morrissey, who still just can't believe how good the Cubs are compared to where he and Gordon had them.
Well, we can talk to him about a variety of things, but the Cubs will be one of them.
And then you decide at 11:10.
Yep.
And we're going to let you play the you decide game, what you would do if you were Jimmy Butler or Brandon Saad. How about that?
All right, that's a good one.
And that's whack, bro.
That's whack,
11:25, and the best that's whack, bro, of the day.
Yes.
Wins, Mike. Why don't you say it on the air, Mike? People like to hear your voice. You got great pipes.
Tickets to Friday's Cubs game, and we at CSN will be broadcasting from the bleachers. Len and JD, left field bleachers.
And Holly and I will be doing pre and post from the field
as well.
There?
You wearing that shirt?
I might.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Debating it. Absolutely.
Oh, cool. We're giving away two Cub tickets during That's Whack, Bro.
There you go.
There'll be some good ones today.
Yep.
It's been quite a week. And there won't be as many.
Start coming up with your best.
At your expense, because when you were gone, I have to say we did have a few good laughs at That's Whack, Bro, when you were gone.
At my expense.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, it happens.
No
question. From time to time.
Not surprised.
So we have a lot to talk about. I just think that this Saad deal is one that it stunned me at the time. When
I called you.
When you called me, and thank you very much. I was getting ready to mow the grass. I wasn't going to write for today. And I just sort of turned off the Twitter machine.
And I said, hey, David, you hear you? What?
What?
Brandon Saad to Columbus. Done. What?
What? And I'm like, okay.
I got to write.
So much.
I got to write.
So much for the grass. It'll grow another day. And you get to work. And so once the shock wore off, though, and I think people around town agreed with this.
Made a good deal.
They made a good deal.
All right. Cap'n Haw brought to you by Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. Get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung Curved 4K Ultra HD TV at Apt in Glenview. Samsung 4K Curved Ultra HD. Get the fastest internet and smart TV functions available. Come into Apt today, see the complete selection of Samsung electronics, or call them up at 847-544-2228. 847-544-2228 for complete satisfaction, free delivery, a better experience. Shop where we shop. It's Apt, ABT. Ask for Steve Shapiro, Apt Pleasing People, since 1936. And if you want to have a good day, just come be a guest in studio. Bring donuts and you'll score two goals
Mike
in a
McGee.
Pro soccer game.
Congratulations, Mike
Way
McGee.
Way to go, Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
You're welcome. Take a time out. We'll be right back.
It's Cap'n Haw.
It's a challenge to try to negotiate a contract, and we gave it our best shot. We worked hard at it with Brandon and his agent, and weren't able to reach an agreement. And when that became apparent, then we turned our focus to trying to improve our team for next season. I think it's fair to say we both tried hard to make it work. It just wasn't going to work in this scenario. You know, we certainly tried our best, and I don't think we ever came close on a contract, and it wasn't for lack of effort, and I respect their side, and it just didn't work for us.
Yeah, baby, we were born to run. Brandon Saad running with the money all the way to Columbus. Welcome back. Cap'n Haw, Comcast, Sportsnet, WGN+.
Took me back to the summer of 2010. It really did, Cap. And I think that I wrote and I believe that Brandon Saad, of all the salary cap casualties, the guys they had to get rid of after a cup victory because of the cap, I think he is the best player. And this will probably be the biggest adjustment because of the upside, the potential. And yeah, I brought myself back yesterday to 2010, and I remember getting really just ticked off. I don't know that ticked off. I wrote a column after Antti Niemi walked, and I didn't understand it. And I didn't have quite as much information at my disposal then as I did now in terms of the Brandon Saad negotiation and all those things. I probably wasn't as informed as I could have been or should have been when I wrote this column in 2010. But I think I was pretty critical.
Because we were all hockey newbies.
Well, to some degree, I think that our nuanced understanding of the salary cap is better as a hockey city. And I also think that, you know, maybe new to the whole idea of this Hawk consistency. And they didn't have the benefit of the doubt to the degree that they do now, right? Would you agree with that?
I totally agree.
So I went off on Stan Bowman, and I went off on the Blackhawks, and I went off on the idea of letting this rookie goaltender who just won you a Stanley Cup walk away because you were signing a defenseman and because you couldn't find out how to keep him. I didn't understand it. And
they yell at you?
You know what? It was a really good process. They didn't yell at me, but they were upset. They were unhappy, disappointed, I guess. And Stan Bowman brought me into his office probably a month later and went through every detail, pretty much. Went through the board, went to the board, explained this, explained that. And, you know, I had a better understanding of what it was he was up against. And as regrettable as I thought that decision was at the time, I respected that it wasn't rash. It wasn't off the cuff. It was deliberate. It was precise. And it was the only way he could have probably gone to keep things together. But I remember feeling that in 2010 and thinking of that moment yesterday when I'm thinking my first reaction was, they traded Brandon Saad. Are you kidding me?
That was your reaction when I called
you?
Yeah. You're like, what?
I was like, you can't tell me that this is happening because Stan Bowman said this is not going to happen. Of all the guys, we're going to keep him.
What was your first tweet?
My first tweet was, this was the worst case scenario for the Hawks.
Correct.
Right? I was careful not to criticize.
You did.
But I was also did not want to diminish the reaction that everybody felt. Because your first reaction is like, you got to be kidding me, Stan. Get it done. But you know what? It's not as simple as that. And that is not as, it's not a fair criticism. I can't criticize what they did. And believe me, any columnist in any market who has a general manager who did what Stan Bowman does, is looking for ways to criticize.
Well, I said on the show yesterday, we did the poll question. You know, what do you think of the Brandon Saad trade? A, Blackhawks made a horrible decision. B, it is what it is. They had to make a move, you know, because of the cap. And the winner narrowly was, they made a horrible decision, blah, blah, blah. And I looked right in the camera and I said, and of the 51% that voted that the Hawks made a horrible decision, 99% of you have no idea who they got back. That's the truth.
That's probably an accurate depiction. I don't know if the numbers would be that strong. There are a lot of pretty intelligent, savvy NHL fans now in Chicago.
But not all of them know who Anisimov and Dano are. They have no clue.
No, that's true. Especially Dano.
They know the name. They can't look and go, oh, that guy's a hell of a player.
I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on either one of those guys except for what people who know the game have said about him, except for seeing them against the Hawks.
That's who I trust.
You know, and seeing what they bring. Fact of the matter is that the Hawks went from likely having to say goodbye to Brandon Saad and getting a first, second, and third round draft pick in return to getting two guys that can help them compete and defend the Cup next year. They got the second line center that they've always sought. Might mean that Brad Richards does not come back.
Probably means that. Certainly closes the door on Antoine Vermette.
Yeah, that was maybe Vermette's money, but you've got a 27-year-old who they just renegotiated with and signed to an extension this morning.
And don't forget the kid coming from Russia, Artemin Panarin.
Panarin.
I've never seen him. I don't profess to be a hockey guru, but people I trust that I've asked that know said, dude, guy's a stud.
Well, Cap, we'll see. I mean, that's the thing. They've created some unknowns here, but that's part of the whole process. In 2010, after they won that cup, there were some unknowns created when they got rid of Bufflin and Andrew Ladd. And then in 2013, Dave Bolin and Frolik. Brandon Saad's better, I think, going to have a better career than any of those guys I just mentioned. But I still think that they did what they had to do. And what is it what we talked about throughout the entire Stanley Cup afterglow? Is there an organization in town? Is there an organization in sports that has the respect of its fan base more than the Blackhawks do? There's a trust issue that you don't really encounter.
I think Theo has a hall pass for trust, but he hasn't won here yet.
574 texts this. Sad to see Saad go. However, I trust the Hawks management. They have earned that. How unusual is that text from a fan base? You're not going to hear that about the White Sox. Oh, go ahead, trade Chris Sale. Oh, go ahead. Figure it out, Kenny.
Right.
No. How about the Bears? Think they have the trust?
No shot.
No.
Chris Sale, a historic night last night. The Cubs, a magic act in the Big Apple.
That was great.
9 a.m. hour, sponsored by the great people at Apple Electronics in Glenview. Ask for the great Steve Shapiro. Check him out on the web at abt.com.
Let's get the calls when we get back.
Get the calls. Eddie Olczyk at 9:25. So we'll get some Edzo and then get to your calls. Natalie, Dominic, Jerry, Joe, all of you. 312-235-2525. And a little later, we got a new sandwich that might be available that I have to ask David about. We'll be right back.
Oh, good.
Olczyk got to it. Olczyk busting at center ice. Comes over the line. Shooting. He scores! Olczyk! A shorthanded goal! He just blew right through the defense at center. Coffey couldn't even catch him. Fired it by Fiore on the sixth side.
For all you young hockey players out there, this is Eddie Olczyk. Don't do what Cap's doing right now, but kidding aside, you're listening to Cap and Hawk.
Olczyk!
And when you can blow by Paul Coffey, I don't care what year he is in his career, you got wheels. And we got those wheels with us now at Cap and Hawk. Eddie Olczyk joins us. Hi, Edzo.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, maybe a big wheel. That's about it.
All right, so yesterday you and I are on the phone.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. Good, thanks. Good.
You and I are on the phone.
Yeah.
And these rumors are out there and blah, blah, blah. And called you back. I said, done, and you said that the kid,
Dano?
No, the other kid.
Oh, Anisimov.
Anisimov, yeah. Who just agreed to a 5-year, $22.5 million extension. Uh-huh. You said that kid could be a pretty good fit here, and Dano has a chance to be a really good player. So, your quick thumbnail grade of this trade, what do you say?
Oh, I think it's a really good hockey trade on both sides. And look, I mean, right now Brandon Saad's the best player in the deal. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But there's much more. There are many more layers to this deal and transaction than just who got the best player. The Blackhawks needed some warm bodies. I think the threat of an offer sheet. The Blackhawks and Stan Bowman being very proactive, Capper, and you know, I think they've learned from prior years. They've learned from giving out some bad contracts back in 2010. You can't blow by the bridge contract, the second contract of really good players. And you can go back in history and look at what happened. And I think the Blackhawks have learned from that. I think this is a pretty strong message that is being sent that, hey, unless you are Tavon, Kane, or Keith, or Seabrook, we're not going to blow by that second contract because in the salary cap era, it's not going to happen. Look, if this is basketball or baseball, Brandon Saad is here. I don't think there's any doubt about that because, you know, the Blackhawks obviously thought a lot of him, but negotiations weren't going anywhere. Stan made that perfectly clear. And at the end of the day, I think it's a very good hockey trade when you look at the dynamics both on and off the ice.
I agree with you, Eddie. I think the Hawks did what they had to do. But from a player perspective, and I know that we have – talk to you about this before, and you've been consistent. You know, obviously, the money, it's a money-driven league. It's a money-driven profession. That's the human nature. But at any point, does regret start to sink in if you're Brandon Saad? You start to look at this and take a step back and think, what have I gotten myself into, and what did I let my agent do? Would I have been better off taking less for a richer career in different ways that go beyond dollar signs?
Well, I mean, there's a lot there, David. So, I mean, first off, as a player, you pay your agent, you trust your agent to find out what is market value for a player in my situation. Then he tells you. Now, at the end of the day, the player works for you. Brandon Saad, or I mean, look, any player can tell their agent, whatever you do, you make the best deal with the Blackhawks. I don't want to go anywhere. Now, the agent may tell you, look, you're going to leave $30 million on the table guaranteed if that's what you want to do. And look, nobody's guaranteed tomorrow, let alone the next, hour. I mean, we're all day to day in the big picture. So if he wanted to play that card, he could have certainly done that. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But for me, it is a business. It was a business decision by the Blackhawks. It was a business decision as far as the negotiation or lack thereof with Brandon Saad and his camp. And, Capper, I heard you talking to Wyshynski there, whatever, maybe 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, and, yep. It came up where, well, maybe Saad should take a discount because, and you made the point, why should he take a haircut in the short term? Like, at the end of the day, yeah, he could have taken a bridge contract and maybe gotten 3.5 out of the Hawks. I don't know. But then there's no guarantee. I mean, what happens if he has a bad year? And that, so look, it's all business. And I think on both sides, I think both sides got what they wanted. Saad's going to get paid, and the Blackhawks got warm bodies. And, I think they're as good as a team now as they were yesterday. At this juncture.
All right, that's quite a statement.
Let me ask you a question. Eddie Olczyk's the third overall pick in the draft, and he has big-time years. He's 22 right now. I'm not talking about back in the 80s. Right now, and the Hawks say, Eddie, look, we want to keep this thing rolling. We feel like we can help win a cup next year. We'll go 2 years at 3.25 or whatever it is, and then we promise we will take care of you. Or...
Hold on, Cap. There's no promises there. Please, you can't. There's no promise there.
Okay.
So if I come back and have, so you're telling me. So I'm going to say, hold on. Let me just explain it. So you're saying is that I'm going to turn down $36 million for 6 years somewhere to stay here for 2 years for six. I blow my back out. I blow my knee out. I have 7 goals the next year. The next year I have 11 goals. You're going to go ahead and give me $36 million for the next 6 years? That's not happening.
Well, now the Cleveland Cavaliers, and again, you made the point that basketball is different. They told Kevin Love before the season, we will sign you to a max deal. He tore his labrum. He had, what was the other injury he had?
He had several injuries.
And a torn labrum that required surgery that could delay his start of his season. And they said, we told him we'd give him the max deal. The max deal is on the table. So that's a stand-up organization.
Sure, and the Blackhawks are certainly that.
No question. I understand
that, but there are no guarantees.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Okay. Eddie Olczyk's and Brandon Saad skates.
Uh-huh.
They say we can go 2 at 3.25. We would hope to sign you in 2 years, but you have no guarantee on it. What does Eddie Olczyk do?
I mean, knowing what I know now.
Yes.
I do exactly what Brandon Saad did.
Okay, and tell me why.
Well, because I know the business of hockey now. No, nobody was sitting there giving me a break 3 or 4 years down the road when I wasn't playing and I wasn't scoring, having been a 30-goal scorer for 5 straight years, and there were only 7 players in the NHL during 87 and 92 that were doing that, and I was one of the 7 players. Nobody was sitting there, come back 2 years after and going, oh, yeah, okay, we'll give you the money and whatever. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't think it's a fair question, Capper, and I don't mind you putting me on the spot. And I think I would certainly do what Brandon Saad did or his agent did and say, how do I turn down if I know I can get that money somewhere else and I'm going to risk? Because you're playing a game of poker. I mean, that is exactly what you are doing. And at the end of the day, the Blackhawks chose to go in a different direction, right? Like, you could look at this from Brandon Saad skates, literally, and then go, well, if the Blackhawks really wanted to make a deal, could they not move out a couple of more million dollars and keep Brandon Saad around for this contract that they signed Anisimov? There's two ends here. But, Capper, for me, I don't think it's fair because knowing what I do now and all the years of experience, it's was I jaded after that? Yeah, absolutely. Did I learn it was a business the hard way? Yeah, absolutely. But all players go through that. When you're young like that, you think that the money's going to keep coming in year after year. There is no guarantee. You could get hurt, and then there's not going to be any contract down the road. So to me, it's all about business. There's two sides. Side chose one side. The Blackhawks chose the other. Either side could have went another direction. I think you guys would agree with that.
Yes.
Like if the Blackhawks wanted to, I mean, they could have, you know, they could have shed, you know, some other salary or moved another guy out or, you know, but, and I think the one thing too, I want to make this clear, and I didn't mention this to you last night on your show, Capper, is that there is no guarantee that you can move guys out with existing contracts. There are a lot of teams that have cap issues. There are a lot of teams that have contract problems. So there's no guarantee. If you would have gone ahead and given Saad the Nisimov contract, now you're really in a spot, and now you have no leverage with the other assets that you maybe want to move. That's something that, you know, really hasn't been talked about, is that, yeah, if you go ahead and sign Saad to a big contract or long-term contract, now all of a sudden your leverage with other players being moved out, because teams know you have salary cap issues, like what happened with Nick Leddy last year, teams have you over a barrel. And I said to you yesterday, Capper, is that the Blackhawks decided to be the bus driver instead of somebody else driving their bus and making this deal, and I think it's a great hockey deal for both sides.
Terrific insight, Eddie. The one thing that I wonder is that, okay, Stan Bowman, pretty clear after the cup, before the championship, Brandon Saad is going to be here. We're going to work something out. Yesterday, it appeared that the tone of the negotiations, the number, the size of the demands maybe, I don't want to say appeared to catch him off guard because I don't think he was caught off guard, but he certainly left that impression in the minds of many, and that this may have surprised the Hawks that Brandon Saad wanted as much as he did and wanted to draw a line as hard as he did. So was before the comments from Bowman just posturing? Was that what any general manager has to say under the circumstances? Or were the Hawks really caught off guard by Brandon Saad's demands?
No, I think there was probably a lack of negotiation more than anything else. I mean, they both tried, but it wasn't going anywhere. I mean, they were at an impasse for sure. It wasn't going anywhere. So the Blackhawks being the bus driver, they dictated the terms and decided to make the move. David, you know this. There's always propaganda, right? There's always the it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I don't think there's any doubt, as I said earlier. I mean, in a perfect world, without a salary cap, Brandon Saad would be here. There's no doubt in my mind. But that's not the case. And both sides did what they felt that they needed to do for their particular parties. And at the end of the day, we will see. Look, I don't think there's any doubt. As I said, I mean, Brandon's not the best player in the deal right now. He was one of the guys here. I think you guys would agree with me. He was one of the guys. I don't think he was a core guy, but he certainly was within an arm's reach or stick length of being inside that core. Now he's going to Columbus, having two cups and been a big part of it, obviously, in this last one. But now he is one of the guys. Like, he is one of the guys there. And let me just say this. For people that maybe think that, you know, it's Columbus and it's the Blue Jackets or whatever, they are, and Capper, I told you this the other day, so you can verify this. Like, I think right now, even before this trade happened, to me, the Columbus Blue Jackets were the sleeper team of the National Hockey League. They are a team that is on the verge. They are on the come right now. They are a team that has a goaltender. They have a very good defense. They have some really good forwards. They need a game breaker. They need a guy that can finish off some opportunities. And obviously with this trade, they're sending a message to their fan base in a very wide open Eastern Conference, as far as I'm concerned, is that the Columbus Blue Jackets, I think, are a playoff team without question if they can stay healthy. They didn't stay healthy last year. Not that that really means a whole heck of a lot here in Chicago, but for people maybe to think that he's going to a place where he's not going to be in a playoffs, and I would beg to differ. Like, I would say that if you feel lucky and you want to take a stab on somebody to win the Eastern Conference, I have all the confidence in the world to stand here and sit here right now and say, you know what? I don't mind somebody going ahead and putting their money on the nose of the Columbus Blue Jackets, because I think that they have that type of a team, and they've proven over the course of the last couple of years they're on the verge of going somewhere, and Brandon Saad obviously is going to be a big part of that.
Edzo, appreciate the knowledge as we let you go. One person on Twitter said, please ask Eddie, why didn't Stan Bowman know about Saad's inflexibility earlier? Couldn't more offers have been fielded at the draft?
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. For anybody to think, and who was that sent that, Capper?
NFC North Barroom on Twitter.
Okay, NFC North Barroom on Twitter. Make no mistake that there were a handful of teams that were contacted or were in, I don't want to say negotiation because that's probably not the right word, that had contact with both parties, both the agent and player and with the Blackhawks. Let's make sure that people know and NFC North knows is that the Blackhawks talked to more than one team about Brandon Saad. This just wasn't something where all of a sudden, you know, the Blue Jackets called and they made a deal. I mean, this is, you know, this type of stuff is in the works. Now, some teams jump in really late, and it sounds like Columbus was one of those teams that, you know, over the course of the last couple of days just got on the bus. But, you know, for anybody to think that the Blackhawks just, you know, called Columbus and made a deal with one team, that's not the case at all.
Appreciate Thanks, the knowledge. Eddie. You're the best.
Good stuff.
Okay, boys, keep up the great work. Thank
you. Right, see you. There he is, the great Eddie Olczyk, who just amazing insight.
I appreciate his honesty.
Yeah.
I would have taken the money. Yeah, I would have taken the.
He said, knowing what I know now that it's a business, I got. He told us the other day in the studio, he got traded while his wife was in labor.
Yeah, it is a business.
Totally a business.
I appreciate what he offers because that's an insight and a point of view that it's hard for everyone to relate to, but he certainly can.
Hey, here at CSN, we're doing Live from the Bleachers with Len and JD for this Friday's Cubs telecast, and Holly and I will be live from the ballpark with pre and post. Broadcast going to be live from the left field bleachers. Coverage will start on CSN with Cubs pregame live. We'll be giving away a pair of tickets to that game Friday later this morning. For the best, that's whack, bro. That's whack, bro. Gets going at 11:25. 312-235-2525. Again, Anisimov gets a five-year extension. That five-year extension, $4.55 million for the next 5 years. Dano has two more entry-level contract years, so they don't have to do anything with him. And Mike Dunleavy, 14.4 for 3 years, is official. Done deal. Back with the Chicago Bulls. So take that, LeBron. Ain't getting them. Sorry. We'll have a lot more coming up. 312.
What voice is that?
235. That's me. 312-235. 25.
Little Penny?
25. Little Penny. That's right. Now you're not getting that guy. Be right back.
Now, more Cap'n Haw on Comcast Sportsnet and WGN Plus.
Yeah, absolutely. He's getting better and better, and I think he's really feeling it. He puts pucks on net that's going to go in, and it's good for our line. And regardless of who's scoring, we want to be contributing. And good to see him, you know, playing the way he can and getting the results that he deserves.
He gives us some more options, and him on the right side gives us some speed as well. You know, but 20 years quietly going about his business is a pretty good year.
Johnny Taves, Coach Q.
The good old days.
Talking about Brandon Saad.
The good old days.
Now a former Blackhawk.
Oh, yesteryear, 3 weeks ago.
Welcome back to Cap and Haw on Comcast Sports at WGN Plus. On Twitter, some people are thinking that now Columbus has Brandon Saad over a barrel and they can offer him what they want. That's not entirely accurate. He said, what if the offer sheet now doesn't come post-trade? This is at JBL Marg. What if the offer sheet now doesn't come post-trade and Saad is offered only $4 million per? Fire the agent? I said, no, he's already been discussing a deal with them for 2 days.
They'll get it done, and you know what? I don't think that anyone is waiting with bated breath in Chicago. He's a black. He's a blue jacket now. He's a blue jacket now.
Correct. And our buddy Jay Zawoski said, heard from a great source that Saad is absolutely crushed. He didn't think he'd be getting traded.
Wouldn't you be?
Seems like a lack of communication with agent.
Let's go to the phones. Natalie in Chicago.
Let's start with her.
All right.
Natalie, what's going on there, Sparkles?
Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Cap. Hey, Hall. How are you guys doing?
How are you today?
Pretty good. After watching Brandon Saad over the last couple of years, he's become a playoff player, a leader, and potentially the face of the Hawks. And as we saw this year in the playoffs, teams have only been getting faster and younger, with the Hawks being a veteran group. we need younger players. Do you think Stan Bowman was too focused on the short-term effect when he declined to meet Saad's salary demands?
Good question, Natalie. Appreciate the phone call. I don't think so. I think that actually he was proactive in making sure that he got, as Eddie referred to it, warm bodies in return, not just draft picks.
Yep.
That says that he wants to win now. He wants to stay competitive. He wants to defend the cup. You got two guys that are going to help you, in theory, right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
And they got other bodies that they could use and trade. No guarantee that Jeremy Morin, the other kid, or the fourth-round pick for next year will ever play here.
They could be pieces.
No question
Jeremy
about it.
Jeremy Morin talked his way out of town, asked for a trade, all is forgiven, forgotten, so they say.
Yeah.
He was a pretty good talent, Cap.
He was.
Who knows? Maybe he gets it the second time around.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Dominic in Schaumburg.
Dominic,
what's going on there, buddy?
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good. We're great. How are you?
Good, good. My thing is that, you know, everybody keeps talking about Saad and all of that, but the agent's there to make his money just as well. You know, I mean, if you're taking 10, 20% of whatever it is of Saad's contract, if you're going to $4 or $6 million, whatever it's going to be, wouldn't you do the $6 million so you can make your money just as well? Look out for the best interest of yourself and your client.
Perhaps. I mean, the agents are always going to be driven by the highest dollar sign. This is not a hard thing to understand. Everybody's going to want to get paid. Thanks for the phone call, Dominic. The only thing that I raise, the question that I raise, is one that I think is fair to ask. Eddie discussed it. He was very honest about the player's mentality. You're always going to probably go for the highest payday because you're not promised anything beyond what your current salary is. But I just wonder, when you reflect back on this 5, 10 years, if you're Brandon Saad and you look back at what you weren't able to accomplish in Columbus, maybe they will, versus what the Blackhawks accomplished after you left. And I wonder if you look at it and think, boy, what was I thinking? Just for a few million dollars more, which is easy to say. But you're making millions regardless. You're a millionaire already. I think the question is how much is enough? That's always a question for professional athletes.
I understand exactly what he did. People on Twitter are saying, well, he's lost all his leverage now. Columbus can offer him what they want. No. That, first of all, you negotiate in good faith. They negotiated with the agent, and they knew what the ballpark
Slow
was
down,
for the
contract. Slow down, people. I mean, come on. The trade just happened.
It's just silly.
The fact that it's not agreed to, he doesn't have a new deal yet. I mean, he basically just woke up and thought, this is the rest of my life. I'm no longer a Blackhawk. Can you blame the team for dragging their feet with a deal? They're not dragging their feet at all. It takes time.
He'll get signed, and there can be other teams offering offer sheets too, but they're going to get him done. That's ridiculous. 312-235-2525. Walt is in Worth. He's next. Hey, Walt, what's going on there, buddy?
Hey, Walt. Morning, Walt.
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
You're on, Walt. Let's go, baby.
My question is, Brandon Saad played with great players, which made Brandon great. If he goes to Columbus, plays with average players, is he going to be average?
That's a great question, Walt. Thanks for making the phone call. That is the unanswerable question, Cap. What effect did playing with Jonathan Toews and Marian Hossa have on Brandon Saad's development? What effect did playing on a line with Patrick Kane, remember the KSS, and Andrew Shaw, that line, have on his development? What effect?
Well, obviously, playing with elite, elite players makes your job that much easier.
Nobody's going to look at Brandon Saad, the hockey player, and think that, boy, he – and think anything other than this is an elite hockey player. But how much did the Blackhawks help him ascend to the point where he was a $6 million a year hockey player? That, to me, is...
It's a combination of both.
It's a combination of both, but don't diminish the effect that playing with greatness has on you to make you a great player as well. It's definitely part of the Kane and Toews effect. So he goes to Columbus.
It's the same in any business. I mean,
any business.
You take,
any sport.
Who's the highest rated radio person in the world? Howard Stern? You drop you and I onto his show, and everyone's like, boy, you see the ratings those guys are pulling? Well, yeah, because that guy's like the superstar of the world. Drop us onto another channel, and it's different.
I never would have thought of a radio analogy. I would have thought another sports analogy, like a receiver who's better with the – with Aaron Rodgers. You know?
And you go drop him with Jay Cutler, and you're like, how come he's not putting up the numbers?
Exactly.
Because he's playing with a lot lesser players.
You could go with the Howard Stern thing, though. That was good.
Same one.
It's the way your mind operates. You got Howard Stern. You're thinking radio.
I'm thinking radio.
He's got the... There you go.
We've got Joe, we got Bill, we got more.
We'll get back to hockey.
235-25-25. Sean Devaney's going to weigh in, too, because Jimmy Butler leaning to taking a five-year deal to stay right here in Chicago.
Is that a hard decision? We'll talk to Sean because there's a lot of other stuff going on in the NBA. Mike Dunleavy staying in town with the Bulls. A lot of other free agent news that interesting overnight going on.
That's right. And Fraud Brandon is now in Columbus.
The sod removal is complete.
Sod removal is out. Beat it, Carmelo. We'll be right back.
From Tribune Tower, Chicago, this is Cap and Haw on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
Jimmy J. Buckets! Jet Buckets! Give me the hot sauce!
Welcome back. Kevin Haw, Comcast Sportsnet, WGN Plus. Kevin Haw brought to you by Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. They won the largest verdict for a brain injury in Illinois history, the largest verdict for a back injury in Illinois history, and the largest verdict for a neck injury in Illinois history. That's the triple crown of lawyering. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. These guys win. And we thank them for their fine support of Cap and Haw. Sean Devaney, the sporting news and national NBA writer. You've seen him on CSN a bunch in studio on Sports Talk Live. He joins us now amid a lot of a flurry of activity, I guess the best way to put it, in the NBA this morning. Sean, good morning. How are you there, buddy?
Morning, Sean.
Hey, Dave and Dave. How are you guys?
Doing very well. So Jimmy Butler has the max contract offer on the table and the qualifying offer. Mike Dunleavy's agreed to a three-year, $14.4 million deal. Dragic has taken 90 in Miami. Kawhi Leonard's taken 90 in San Antonio, and now the reports are Butler's going to take the 90. Does any of this surprise you?
No, you know, I think there was a lot of speculation that you might see players take short deals in order to take advantage of that TV money that's supposed to start next year. And I think that that's fine, you know, when you're speculating in May. And then as June comes and finally July 1st hits and you've got the opportunity to take 5 years and $90 million or, you know, take a chance and possibly blow out your Achilles or a knee or something like that,